Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Advent season. Today, we want to look at the second part of Zechariah's prayer. Yesterday, we looked at the first part. Today, Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 80. Zechariah prayed, "And you, my child," he's speaking now of John the Baptist, "and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Zechariah's song of praise began with a focus on the promised Messiah. That was the first part. And then the second part of his prayer, he thanks God for his son. We call him John the Baptist, his son being born. In the second part of his song, with thanksgiving, he took note of his son's purpose. The proud father said that his son would do these four things. First, point people to Jesus. Like the prophets of old, John would be called a prophet of the Most High. He would prepare the way for Jesus' earthly ministry. John would go before the Lord to make a clear path for him. He would remind the people of their need for salvation. John would boldly speak of sin and the need for rescue. And he would show people the way of forgiveness. John would share God's tender mercy by which those living in the shadow of death would find the path of peace. God was with John as he grew and became strong in spirit. So, Father, we just want to pause to thank you for John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus. And let us take our cues from him, Lord. Let us be preparers of the way to Jesus as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we can pray for you during this Christmas season, we'd love to do that. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. It's prayer@ronmoore.org.